With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Embarrassed officials from the Bullock administration today apologized to state lawmakers for releasing a financial report that auditors later found contained massive errors. The financial report, which came out in May, was also several months overdue. It's used to help determine the interest rate Montana taxpayers must pay when the state borrows money by issuing bonds. Deputy State Auditor Cindy Jorgensen told the legislature's audit committee that the report was riddled with mistakes.
We communicated over 125 significant items. Many of those amounted to hundreds of millions of dollars in error. The audit team caught them, not the agency's control system, and for that reason, we classify this as a material weakness.
Governor Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, admitted that the report was unacceptable. He said it did not reflect any actual problems with the state's financial situation. He also said a key staff member on the accounting team had been replaced. There's a new indictment against a Havre businessman for allegedly defrauding the federal government. The grand jury charges unsealed yesterday say Shad Houston bribed the head of the Chippewa Cree Tribe's roads department and overcharged for the work his company did as part of a $10.6 million federal stimulus grant to the tribe. The federal grand jury indictment says that Shad Houston was charged with bribery, wire fraud, false claims against a federally funded project. Houston pleaded not guilty to at least four federal bribery and false claims charges. He's already facing charges in three other cases in a wide-ranging investigation. The private company that owns Missoula's city water system is appealing a judge's order that forces it to sell the water company to the city. The Missoulian newspaper reports that the Carlisle Group yesterday appealed a district court ruling that gives the city the right to buy Mountain Water Company. Mountain Water and its employees have also filed notices of appeal. District Judge Karen Townsend ruled in favor of the city in its eminent domain case last week. That decision means the Carlisle Group must propose a value for the water system. The city may make a counteroffer. If they don't reach an agreement, a water commission will hear arguments on the value. Missoula Mayor John Engen says the city anticipated the appeal. Montana oil and gas regulators are considering a requirement for energy companies to maintain a buffer between homes and drilling activities. The State Board of Oil and Gas Conservation had a special session in Billings today and took nearly 2 hours of public comment on the issue. Board Administrator Jim Halverson says a rule to establish drilling buffers was requested by members of the Northern Plains Resource Council. The Billings-based conservation group wants a quarter-mile setback between the oil and gas well pads and inhabited buildings. Homestead area farmer Dale Nelson says a 1,000-foot setback would protect his family from accidental fires and other potential dangers posed by oil wells around his property. Wyoming officials in April adopted a 500-foot drilling buffer. Similar restrictions are in place in North Dakota and Colorado. Montana has no such rules, but Halverson says Montana residents have the option to contest any well that's proposed and request a hearing on it. Energy industry representatives say it's unnecessary to establish drilling buffer areas and that doing so would put large areas of the state off limits to development. A buffer rule proposed during the 2015 legislature died in the Senate Natural Resources Committee. The March of Dimes will end fundraising efforts in Montana as part of an organization-wide evaluation and reallocation of resources. The Billings Gazette reports that the decision leaves the future of the organization's four Montana chapter employees uncertain and will lead the Montana Board of Directors to disband. March of Dimes Senior Vice President of Field Management Paula Ransom says the decision is the result of a strategic alignment study of the entire organization that began in August. It wasn't immediately clear how many people would be affected by the decision to eliminate fundraising efforts in Montana. Ransom said that any changes are still being finalized and that there may be future opportunities for any employees affected. March of Dimes raises money for premature birth support, education, and prevention efforts. The U.S. Forest Service has approved a gold mining company's plan to reopen a four-mile road in a central Idaho wilderness and drill core samples to find out if two of its claims are profitable enough to be mined. The federal agency in a statement yesterday says Payette National Forest Supervisor Keith Lanham approved a plan by American Independence Mines and Minerals in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. The plan authorizes the company to make 571 motorized trips annually into the wilderness and to build 11 drill pads. Vehicles would include a dump truck, a bulldozer, and a small excavator. The Forest Service says mining is allowed in the wilderness as mining laws and mining in the area predate wilderness designation. Motorcycle daredevil Robbie Knievel says he plans to celebrate his newfound sobriety by jumping over a Butte bar during a festival honoring the legacy of his late father, Evil Knievel. Knievel tells the Montana Standard he plans the, quote, sober jump over the Red Zone bar during Evil Knievel days in late July. I'm Eric Whitney.